closer with one another, Lord. And Father, it's a very monumental time in their lives, Lord, that they're going to come together as a couple. And Father, to be united under you, Lord, and be with Brother Jim as he performs this ceremony, Lord. And pray that these people will enjoy their lives from here on out, Lord. But thank you for this awesome occasion that we are able to be partakers of, Lord. So be with these two young people here, Lord, and just watch over them, Father, from this day forward. In Christ's name, thank you so much, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And I used to say, who gives this bride to be wed? I'll say, there she is, Larry.
Well, thank you.
All right. All right. We're gathered here this day on July the 12th, July the 12th, 2016, to witness the joining of two lives in marriage into one. Larry Goodwin and Irma Cabrera, please join hands. Today we stand before an altar which God himself originally created in the Garden of Eden, surrounded by flowers, a host of angels and spirits as witnesses to this great and holy undertaking. You have witnesses here today, but we have spirits and we have angels all around us witnessing. This estate of marriage was created by God himself before sin ever entered into the human race. Man lost Eden, but this holy estate of marriage has come down to millennia undisturbed by the horrors of wars, which have been many, by revolutions, which have been many, and not forgotten in times of peace, which have been very few. It is a union which young people dream of and older people rest in. No official or minister can marry you. I want you to understand that. You're marrying each other. Right in the eyes of God. God is here with all these angels around us. All the spirits are witnessing these marriages. You can only marry each other. A man and woman can willingly engage in this marital union with a mutual consent with the blessing of God. The state can only make marriage a legal contract. But that's not marriage. In marriage, two lives are blended together to make a mutual bond for a lifetime of commitment. You will become best friends, companions, confidants, teachers, lovers, and occasionally critics. This day you will start on an unknown and uncharted journey. You don't know how long you're going to live. You don't know what kind of states you're going to be in. You don't know whether you're going to be rich, you're going to be poor, what you're going to be. It's all unknown ahead of you. You will face life's biggest challenges together as a couple to protect and respect each other in times of need, in times of sickness, and financial distress, and hopefully financial success. You will succeed as a family no matter what you face. You'll face it together as one entity. A couple in marriage tries to bring out the best in each other, to encourage each other in success and defeat, in defeat and success. We are gathered here to watch and witness a miracle of God's love that has spread into the lives of these two people. You decided to do this because you love each other and you're respecting God in doing this. God has caused you to seek this holy estate of marriage and commitment to one another. Do we have the rings? You have them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just hold them right there where they are. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let's have a blessing on the rings. Father, we look down to these two couple today. I wish you watched down upon them. As they place these rings upon each other's fingers, help them to remember that a ring is a circle that has no beginning or end. That their lives are united together. Help them to love each other, and every time as they look down upon their hands, as they go about their daily lives, remember the commitment they've made each other and their love for one another. In Jesus' name we ask these things. In 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, we're not going to do that yet, just you can hold hands some more if you like. The apostle Paul, writing to the church Corinth, made this statement about true love. Love endures long and is patient and is kind, and love is never envious nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious. It does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited and arrogant, not inflated with pride. It is not rude. It does not act unbecomingly. Love does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of evil done to it. Pays no attention to it. It does not suffer wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but it rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes its way. It is ever ready to believe the best of the other person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. These rings represent a circle which has no beginning and no end. Two separate lives become lost into one destiny. One end. Larry and Irma, I will ask you to stay closer to each other than ever, and that you should love one another in sickness and in health, for better or for worse. At the same time, that very precious love that you have found and nurtured should give you that strength to stand apart and seek out your own unique destinies, your own separate desires, to make those special contributions, each one of you, to the world and to society that you will make with your lives. Larry, as you take Irma's left hand, and place the ring on her finger, which you can do right now. Please repeat after me. I, Larry.
Take you, Irma.
To be my wife. To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For richer or for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
Tomorrow.
And forever.
Irma, will you take Larry's left hand? And repeat, I, Irma.
Take you, Larry.
To be my husband. To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For richer or for poorer.
In sickness.
And in health.
To love and to cherish.
Today.
Tomorrow and forever.
And forever.
Larry and Irma, your lives have been joined into one unbroken circle. Wherever you go, may you always return to one another as a family. May you grow in understanding and compassion and devotion to one another. May the home which you established in Arvin, California, symbolize the spirit of love that is each and every one of your hearts. Larry and Irma, you have declared your faith in unity and in the giving and receiving of your rings and exchanging of your special vows. In accordance with the laws of the state of California, and as a minister of the gospel, I declare you, Larry and Irma, husband and wife. It's not over yet. I'd like to say this little thing. See, you're Indian, aren't you, Larry? Well, Choctaw, yeah. And Cherokee. Well, I always say this little Indian blessing upon other Indians like me. Now you feel no rain, for you will find shelter in one another. You will feel no cold, for you will be warmth for the other. For there will be no loneliness for you, for you are still two bodies, but there is only one life before you. So go now to your dwelling place and enter into those days of togetherness. And may your days be good and long upon the earth. And may your heavenly Father keep and bless this marriage. Larry and Irma, you may seal your vows with a kiss. May I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Larry Goodwin. May God richly bless you.
Amen. There we go.
Every time it flashes, I blink. My eyes will be closed on every picture.
All right.
Jim, can I take a picture between you and me?
Okay.
You want to write next to him?
All right.
Okay, there we go. Perfect. Okay. Well, I didn't expect a good day like that. Two blessings.